Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, our Lord. We want to welcome all of our Facebook friends, our family, our church family, and Facebook Live viewers. Glad you're here with us. We're so excited today that you and happy you joined us for our Sunday morning worship service here at Triumphant Word Christian Center. And, of course, I'm Pastor Ed Woodis, and the lead pastor and senior pastor of Triumphant Word Christian Center and here in San Antonio, Texas. And, of course, if you've joined us here at a beautiful time during our worship service where we're going to receive the offering, So let's read a couple of scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. It says to us, Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each of you lay aside something, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. Now, the Passion Translation says it this way: each Sunday, each of you make a generous offering. Each Sunday. That's why we meet on Sunday. And by taking a portion of whatever God has blessed you with and place it in safekeeping, that I won't have to make a special appeal when I come. So we know that our church family believes in generosity, in fact, radical generosity. And as Christian believers and Christ followers, giving and being generous is a noteworthy characteristic of our lives. And, of course, a Christian loves God, loves people, loves the church, and so generosity is part of that cause. And so we live to give, we give to give, and we give to benefit and bless and build up others in the church. And so from these two verses, we learn a couple of things, that generous giving is personal. So if you're out there, make it personal. So everybody's responsible to give, because he says on the first day of the week, each person. So each person. So that's also periodical. That means each week we plan, set aside, lay aside something to give. And, of course, it's proportional. As God, lay aside something as God has prospered or blessed you. So your portion may be different than other people's portion. But be generous about it, and, of course, be purposeful so that there will be no collections when we come. So we want to set aside some time right now, and as we gather today on this Sunday, this first day of the week, honoring the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we want you, friends, internet family, Facebook Live viewers, to have an opportunity to give. And your financial gifts and supports today go to support what we're doing here as a ministry and as a church by the preaching and the teaching of the word and online prayer support. If you email us at connect@twcc-sa.org, send email us a prayer request. We'll be honored and privileged and happy to pray for you. And, of course, if you want to text it, you can text your prayer request at 210-941-3322. That's 210-941-3322. You can text us a prayer request or a special prayer need. And so we also have prayer guides online to help you pray and think, study the Word of God. And, of course, we have our website. You can go to twcc-sa.org, and you can look at all of our, listen to all of our services in the past, audio messages. You can download the notes and go along with them note by note. And, of course, you can. We'll have things for children and kids and youth to minister to your children at home. So we want to be your church, even though we can't necessarily have full church here at church until the bans are lifted and all the restrictions and gathering limitations are removed. But we are the church, and we want you to be a part of the church and support the church. And so we also give to support community projects and local community missions outreaches and, of course, financial blessings to missionaries and ministries around the world. So when you give to Triumphant Word Christian Center, your giving impacts not only locally and in our community, but also around the world. And so that's the reason why we're asking for you to be a part of what good Christians do. Give, and God will bless you in your giving. Now, you can text your dollar amount to 210-941-1605. That's 210-941-1605. And you can visit the website and give. The website I mentioned earlier, www.twcc.twcc-sa.org/give. And you can give online. And it is secure, it's easy, it's convenient, and it's safe. So God bless you in your giving as you do that. Now let's pray. Let me pray over you as you're giving your offerings, as you're sowing your seed online. Every gift is precious, and we appreciate your generosity so much. So thank you for being a part of what God is doing here at Triumph and Word Christian. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the offerings, the privileges to receive the offerings and to give of our offerings. We thank you, Father, that the gospel will increase and advance. It will be the message of Christ's life, Christ's love, Christ's light will spread throughout this community, throughout the earth, and even online, in Jesus' name. Now, we often say a confession in our giving, so confess this word with us as we give it. Say, Dear Lord, I'm standing with my pastors, Ed and Cynthia, under your name and your authority, and boldly declare that nothing by any means shall hurt me. We curse this virus and this plague, and we command it to dissolve, be dismantled, and disappear quickly in Jesus' name. The Lord is my keeper, my protector, my provider, and my healer. I am presenting my tithes and free will offering to you now, and I will use any means available to me to make sure that I am covered by my tithing profession and the tither's rights and tithing rules. I return my tithes and cheerfully give my offerings because I love you, Lord. I love your kingdom and I love your church. I will continue to sow generously and faithfully in your name and keep your church alive, active, and advancing fruitfully at Triumph Word Christian Center. No enemy will be able to hurt us whatsoever. The devourer is rebuked for our sake. In righteousness, we will be established. We live under an open heaven, and fear and dread, disease, destruction, and terror will not come near us. We are the blessed of the Lord, and the blessing of the Lord is manifesting in and over our lives, our families, and our church in Jesus' name. Please receive my tithes and offerings now and bless me according to the promise of your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, favor, increase, and multiplication in and over my life, my family, my finances, and my church. Thank you, Father, for making all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to me in abundance and for multiplying my seed sown. Thank you for blessing me to be a blessing, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now remember, you can go online at www.twcc-sa.org/give, or you can text your giving to 210-941-1605. And if you want to send us your prayer request, you can send us your prayer request via text. That's another number, 210-941-3322. Or email us at connect@twcc-sa.org. God bless you as you're giving. And now we're going to get into the Word. So just take some time to get in the Word and chat with us, talk to us, tell us you're online, tell us where you're from, and we'll get We'll get back to you if you have any needs or questions or whatnot online. So thank you for joining us online. And let's get into the Word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor and the opportunity to receive your Word, be it online, virtually, or we're listening to it audibly, or we are here personally receiving your Word. We thank you that your Word is alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And we thank you for your Word that will give us hope and help and healing this morning. And we thank you, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will take the Word and illuminate it to our hearts and our minds so that we have concepts, ideas, understandings that we haven't had before. Help us leave encouraged, strengthened, and blessed and benefited by your Word. And we give you all of the praise and all of the honor and all of the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. And say amen with me if you can. All right, so today we're going to talk about the advantage. The advantage. Everybody say it with me, the advantage. So we're going to talk about the purpose and power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And you say, why the anointing of the Holy Spirit? What is the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Well, stay with us and we'll find out. But everybody needs to remember, because oftentimes the Holy Spirit tends to be the forgotten God. He tends to be the forgotten person of the Godhead, the Trinity, the God the Father, God the Son, the God the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, did you know, is with us and in us right now as a born-again believer and Christ follower? He is in us. He's with us, and he's inside of us. And so we want to encourage each and every one of you to be God inside minded. God's not a million miles, a zillion miles away. He's right on the inside of us. But what is he in us to do? Well, we're going to discover over this week and in the next week who the person of the Holy Spirit is. But today we're going to talk about the purpose and power of the Holy Spirit within us. So it says in Psalms 92:10, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Reading out of New King James. The Amplified Classic version of that verse says, but my horn, my emblem of excessive strength and stately grace, you have exalted like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. The New Life version says, but you have lifted up my horn like that of a wild bull. New oil has been poured out upon me. See, dear friends, partners, and people of God, have you ever felt like the day that they were handing out success, health, or unlimited checking accounts, even, you missed the memo and you slept in? For many of us, if we'll be honest, if we're honest, that's been a time when we felt shortchanged in an area of life, feeling deficient, so to speak, and lacking the super gene needed for our calling, our career, or in today's present pandemic crisis. See, this feeling often comes when we compare ourselves to others, or to the overwhelming circumstances, so to speak, that make us breed insecurity and fear that corrodes our trust in God. See, if we only had something, we think, that made us superior, giving us an advantage, so to speak, over all types of attacks, adversities, and the restricted or limited thinking that's so common to us all. Because everybody's thoughts sometimes come to bear and say, what are we going to do about this? How long is this going to last? What's going on? But truth be known, there is such a gift given to us from the Father of all who made all of us who've made Jesus Christ our personal Lord and Savior. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we're going to pray a prayer at the end. We want you to join in with us and join the family of God by receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And you can also receive this gift. See, this gift, this advantage is called, Are you ready for this? The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say it with me. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. See, there's an anointing on us for service. And there is an anointing in us for specific situational and sudden things that you need to know, that you need to do, that you need to work through. Can somebody give me an amen for that? Now, Acts 1:8 says it this way, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the end of the earth. This is anointing and power of the Holy Spirit on you. It's upon you for your service as a believer and Christ follower. There's an anointing on you that equips you. That's your equipment. It's like football players wear helmets and shoulder pads and you know, cleats and all that stuff. That's your equipment to serve on the football field if you're a football player. But for the Christian believer in the battlefield of life, the anointing on us is for serving the Lord with joy and gladness and with excellence. The anointing on you is for that. We all have to serve the Lord. We were created to serve the Lord. We are called to serve God, and we are commanded to serve God. And if we don't understand that, life doesn't make sense to us. So no matter the pandemic, the epidemic, the diseases, the crisis of our times, we are still to serve God. And there's an anointing on us to serve God. Now listen to this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, verse 20 and 27. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. I'm reading out the New King James Bible. And you know all things. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Everybody say, in me. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie. Just as it is taught you, you shall abide in him. See, this is an anointing, the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit in you. In you for what? For strength, for skill, for support, for specific knowledge, wisdom. And know how, and know when, and know where. You got to know how, when. When do I go to the grocery store? Because the anointing in you will teach you, go during this time, because they have the toilet paper. They have the water. They have the eggs. They have the milk. Hallelujah. And so you don't have to waste gas and time and energy trying to drive all around town and try to figure it out. But the anointing in you provides for you. Everybody say, I have an anointing. I like how the King James says it. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. And there was an old cartoon that used to say it this way, unction, unction, what's your function? Or conjunction, junction. But I say it in the Christian context, unction, unction, instead of conjunction. Unction, unction, what's your function? To give you strength, skill, and support. Hallelujah. Well, 1 John 4:4 says it this way, but ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Man, this sounds like a remarkable and distinct advantage, doesn't it not? Like someone once says, we're 1,000 times bigger on the inside and better on the inside than on the outside. Everybody say, I'm 1,000 times bigger and better on the inside than the outside. And so the greater one lives on the inside of us. He is the advantage. We have the advantage. He makes you and I look like geniuses when we face mountains, when we face crisis, when we face pandemic situations. He's the greater one on the inside. He is the anointing that abides within us. Because we are in Christ, Christ meaning the anointed one and his anointing, the same anointing that was and is on Jesus, our Lord, is in us and upon us. Amen. See, you and I don't have a different anointing. We have a portion of the anointing of Jesus. He had the Spirit without measure. Hallelujah. See, friends, viewers online, without the anointing, manipulation, intimidation, and domination must be used to control circumstances, because people respond based on fearful thoughts and thoughts of shortage and thoughts of survival and thoughts of struggle. And so they, that natural instinct to manipulate, to intimidate, to dominate comes into play, and people begin to control circumstances, and they begin try to control people. But see, life becomes a struggle as one places all the efforts of one's abilities to strategize, to accomplish, and produce success. Unfortunately, this type of lifestyle causes the natural man, our outer man, to burn out, and we become weary in our minds and in our hearts, in our efforts, resulting in failure and frustration of our desired goals. That's how we become disappointed. That's how we become discouraged. And too often, too many people become depressed. Now let's look at Jesus, because the anointing of the Holy Spirit gave Jesus the advantage. See, when we think of the name Jesus Christ, for most of the world, Christ is simply a last name. Well, Christ isn't last name? No. Because when you think it's a title or last name, it holds no importance to our minds. And yet, Christ is so much more. See, Christ in the Greek word anointed. Anointing, anointed one. Messiah, the same word for Christ in the Greek, is the Old Testament. In the Hebrew, it's the same meaning. It's the same meaning and the same power. See, to anoint something is to pour, rub, or smear it all over. See, God poured, rubbed, and smeared all over Jesus a supernatural ability to bring mankind back into relationship with him. Now, the Bible tells us in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Who did it? God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with them. So although these verses give us some detail of Jesus' anointing, Jesus himself gives a detailed breakdown of the anointing in Luke 4:18. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18, which reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me," talking about his Father God, "has anointed him," Jesus, "to do what? To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." See, Jesus was anointed to prosper others, to heal, to liberate, in other words, give freedom. Then he was anointed to give sight, revelation, remove oppression and depression. See, you can't see or think clearly. You have the wrong optics, or you have the wrong outlook when you're oppressed or depressed. And then he reclaimed and restored and reinstated man's previous rights and authority over God's creation. He put us back to where Adam fell from. He reclaimed and restored and reinstated us back to the Abrahamic and Adamic blessings and the dominion mandate. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. He blessed us. He didn't curse us. That's the anointing that was on Jesus. And so, like Jesus, we have been completely covered with God's supernatural ability to accomplish only what God can do. So we have to become God inside minded. We have an unction. We have an anointing from the Holy One. And we know all things. We can do all things. What? Through Christ, Philippians 4:13. Through Christ. Christ is not the last name. It is not just the person of Jesus. It is the anointing on Jesus. And it's what Jesus was anointed to do. Is what you can do all things through Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, hallelujah, which strengthens you and me. Now, how do we look at this in the Passion Translation, in the Amplified Classic Translation, Acts 10:38. Listen to this. How God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power. Strength and ability and power. How he went about doing good, and in particular, curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. The Passion Translation says, Jesus of Nazareth was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with great power and did wonderful things for others and divinely healed all who were under the tyranny of the devil. For God had anointed him. But I got good news for you, friends, my fellow Christian believers and Christ followers. God has anointed us. So activate your anointing. How do we do that? What is that like? Well, John, 1 John 4, the epistle of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. The second half of that verse says this, as he is, so are we in this world. Whew, I love that scripture because it says, as he is now, so are we. We have to become cognizant of that. We have to let it register and dawn on our spirit. And we have to become God inside minded to the point to where we see that as he is, so are we in this world. Now think about that. As Jesus is now, so are we in this world. If he's anointed, then you and I are anointed. If he's victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and diseases, and pandemics, and viruses, so are you now. Say this with me. I am anointed. Say this with me. I am anointed with fresh oil of joy and the Holy Spirit. Say it with me. Greater is he who is in me than demons, devils, diseases, viruses, disasters in the world around me. I am anointed. See, we must factor in the advantage, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that God has given us to elevate us over the ploys, the plans, and the purposes of the enemy, and places us in a position to live freely, and radically affect the lives of others. See, if you, friends, I want you to really hear this today. See, natural barriers do not apply to an individual that is aware and knowledgeable of the anointing. See, when you hear the phrase, that's impossible. You can't do that. You can't go over there and have that. Things won't never get better after these bans and these executive orders. They're going to keep us in bondage or under bans forever. See, these are limiting statements. They create fearful thoughts and the anointing squandering statements to hold us captive and limit God's plan for our lives. See, there's no limit to what one can achieve and accomplish with the anointing applied to our God-given destiny. See, friends, yours and my God-given destiny is not to die from some virus. Our destiny is not to die from some disease, nor is it to suffer mercilessly from famine or fear or everything falling around us apart, falling apart around us. Now, what is the anointing again? Isaiah 10:27 tells us very clearly. It describes what the anointing does. In the New King James Version, it says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be removed, taken away off your shoulder. His yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. So we briefly defined it as this. The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. Say it with me. The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. Now, when you're trying to do service for the Lord, which we do every day in many different ways, then the anointing on you is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God for you to serve with effectiveness and with excellence. The anointing in you, hallelujah, because greater is he who is in you, is there to remove burdens, to destroy yokes by his power, hallelujah, of things that come against your strength, come against your skill, come against your spiritual stamina, come against anything that you can't see, know, do, don't have the capacity to deal with. The anointing destroys the yoke. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. See, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, every assignment and every situation becomes hard and heavy laden and difficult to deal with. The anointing is a divine ease, and it makes ministry triumphant and not task-oriented and heavy laden. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Let's listen to this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read in the Amplified Bible, verses 1 through 5. It says, as for myself, brethren, I came to you. I did not come to you proclaiming to you the testimony and evidence and or mystery of the secrets of God concerning what he has done through Christ for the salvation of men in lofty words and eloquent human philosophy and wisdom. There's a lot of that going on around our networks and social environments, isn't it not? People just talking a lot of stuff. But you and I need the anointing. Because that unction, that anointing functions in us to help us know truth, to know what's false. You need to be more cognizant and conscious of the anointing and the Holy Spirit's power and purpose inside of you than you do every else proclaiming things outside of you. Verse 2 says, I was resolved to know nothing, and to be acquainted with nothing, and to make a display of the knowledge of nothing, and to be conscious of nothing among you except Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and him crucified. Now, you remember, Christ last night is not talking about just his last name or a title. It is the anointed one and his anointing. He wanted to know nothing but Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing. Where is it? On me? It's in me. Verse 3, and I was passed into a state of weakness and fear, dread, just like many of us was when we got the announcements, when we got the news, when we hear the news reports, and a great trembling after I had come among you. And my language and my message were not set forth in any persuasive or enticing or plausible words of wisdom that they were in, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and of power, proof by the Spirit and power of God operating in me and stirring in the minds of my hearers and most holy emotions, and these thus persuading them, so that your faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, human philosophy, but in the power of God. And may our faith rest in the power of God. Where is the power of God? You shall receive power, Acts 1:8. After that, the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The anointing abides within you. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. See, I want to leave you with three areas that will give you some confidence and boldness for life, especially with the coronavirus and the fear that is being slung all over the world. Yes, we need to be wise and we need to wash our hands. But when we awaken to the reality that the anointing in you is greater than any virus or disease in the world, You will walk as a master and dominate death and disease in every area of life without fear at all. Isaiah 45, 1 through 3 says it this way. Thus says the Lord to his anointed. Think about this scripture, because we say the Bible is not just a talking to somebody. The Bible is God talking to us, talking to me. Say this with me. The Bible is God talking to me. So Isaiah 45, verse 1 says, thus says the Lord to his anointed. That's me. He's talking to you. Everybody say, he's talking to me. I'm his anointed. So take this and make it personal. Verse 2 continues, says, I will go before you. This is beautiful. I will break in pieces the gates. I will give you the treasures of darkness. See, as God's anointed, which you are, which I am, he promises that he's made a reality in Christ. To one, go into our future. And make preparation. You know, one of the covenant redemption names of God is Jehovah Jireh. That means he sees ahead and sends provision. He's already seen ahead for tomorrow. He's already seen ahead for this month and next month. He's already seen ahead, and he's made provision for who? For you and me, his anointed. So, all your needs are met with heaven's best. Where? In Christ. My God, who? Shall supply all of my needs according to his what? Riches and glory. By who? By the anointed one and his anointing, Christ Jesus. See, secondly, he will destroy the barriers and limitations, opening for you the doors of favor and opportunity. This is not a time to go dark. This is not a time to be down and depressed and discouraged. This is a time for us to step up, because he's anointed us for such a time as this. Last of all, isn't it good? Declares that he will give you the resources and supplies. He said, I'll open to you treasures that were in dark places, in hidden riches. He will open them up for us. That means divine supplies, divine resources come to us to fulfill the purpose for which he's called us. You wouldn't be here if God didn't say you couldn't handle it. You can handle this. You can rise higher. You can go further. You can be bigger and better. Blessing to the kingdom of God and to the church of God and to the community and world around you, because you are anointed. See, we have the advantage. And no excuse not to live in abundance to the fullest until it overflows. And in every area of life, for we are what? Anointed. Everybody say, I'm anointed. Now, part of this anointing is the oil of joy. As I'm concluding, we need to be reminded, even what we talked about last week, that explosive joy expels some things. It expels diseases. It dispels depression. It expels demons that may try to attach onto your life and harass and hinder you and harm you in some certain ways. But Psalms 23, 5 reminds us this. He said, you anoint my head with oil. Beautiful psalm. I encourage you to read that quite often and frequently during this season and time. See, it's difficult for those who are living in a temperature climate to appreciate this. This is a commentary note. But it was customary in hot climates to anoint the body with oil to protect it from excessive perspiration. When mixed with perfume, the oil imparted a delightfully refreshing and invigorating sensation. So you think about a race runner is anointed down, rubbed down. We are anointed to run our race by his grace during this time. See, athletes anointed their bodies as a matter of course before running a race. And as the body of Christ, therefore, anointed with oil, in the athletic sense, was refreshed, invigorated, and better fitted for action. So the Lord would anoint us, his sheep, his people, with the Holy Spirit, whom the oil symbolized, to fit them for to engage more freely in his service and run the way in which he directs in heavenly fellowship with him. Now let's go back and look at Isaiah 10:27 for just a second. It says to us, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. That's in the New King James Translation. Now listen what it says about Jesus in Hebrews chapter 1:9. In the New Living Translation, you love justice and hate evil. Therefore, O God, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy upon you more than anyone else. See, there's no mountain too big for you to move, no assignment too difficult to finish, and no city too great for us to possess, no pandemic or virus too big enough for us to endure and handle. If we stay full of the oil of joy. See, when you're anointed with fresh oil of the Holy Spirit, you receive supernatural ability, endurance, strength, and stamina to weather any storm, any situation of life with ease and excellence. See, there is a refreshing in the oil, joy of the Lord, that will enable you and empower you to run strong and finish your race with joy. Listen, Isaiah 40:31 tells us, but those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Amplified says, renew their strength and power. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So the question is, friends, viewers, when's the last time you had your spiritual oil of joy changed? You know, we can't go forever in a day and not change the oil in our cars. Because oil is an important liquid substance for our cars, so for our engine to run optimally and at its peak performance. And so you got to get an oil change from time to time. You know, even the scriptures refer to oil getting messed up and old and need changing. It says in Ecclesiastes 10, verse 1, chapter 10, verse 1, the first part of dead flies in the ointment of the apothecary cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinky savior. So is the oil on you old and stinky? Or is it fresh? Now our opening scripture says, he has anointed us with what kind of oil? Fresh oil. Does your spiritual oil of joy look like sludge? Is it dirty and damaged with dead flies of discouragement, past defeats, disruptions, devastation, depression? We shared last week, James chapter 1, verse 2, count it all, what? Joy. That means you got to rejoice to renew your joy, to refresh your joy, to stir up and rekindle your joy. See, when you have all kinds of trouble, this patience and endurance will give you staying power to bring about the goal that God has for you in your life, that you be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. That's what the oil of joy does for you. Hallelujah. See, you're rejoicing in faith. And in action, we're not going to quit halfway, are we not? Joy and cheer of the Holy Spirit is our strength. So the joy of the Lord is our strength to stand strong. The anointing of the Holy Spirit equips, enables us, and empowers us to live in victory and triumph through all the trials and troubles today. So let's take advantage. Take the advantage and be anointed with fresh oil of the Holy Spirit today. So come on, let's take action to receive fresh oil today. Would you stand and let's say it, receive it, do it, and tell it. like we mean it. Come on, say this after me and take action to receive fresh oil today. Say, I am anointed with fresh oil. I am anointed with fresh oil in Jesus' name. I have the joy of Jesus. I have the joy of the Lord. Joy unspeakable and full of glory is rising up big on the inside of me right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly, triumphant joy is bubbling up on the inside of me now, and a fresh anointing and the power of God in Jesus' name. Now let's receive it. Say, I believe and I receive a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit right now in my life, in me, on me, in Jesus' name. I receive and take a fresh and a full supply of the oil of joy in my heart and in my life right now in Jesus' name. I rejoice and I receive a fresh anointing of the oil of joy in and on my life right now in Jesus' name. Now let's praise and thank God for the fresh anointing and joy. We praise and thank you, Father, for the fresh oil of joy and the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the anointing on our heads, the anointing on us, the anointing in us being stirred up, being stimulated right now in Jesus' name. Now, you got to share this joy. Now, how do you keep this joy going? You got to share it with others. See, this oil is not to just refresh you. It's also to refresh others. It's also supposed to reflect toward others. That means you are, even though everybody's grumpy, mad, sad, and bad, and some people going bad. You've been out to some of those grocery stores. But you want to have that oil of joy radiating off of you because you are anointed for such a time as this. Now, if you're watching online, if you're watching this broadcast right now, and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you say, what is this joy and this anointing you're talking about? Well, right now, get ready to receive. So say this after me. Close your eyes and just mean it with all your heart and say, dear God, in Jesus' name, I come to you. I give you all of my life, all of my heart, all of my mind, all of me. Take all of me, Lord. I repent of sin. I denounce the things of Satan and the things of this world. And I take and I receive and confess Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. Lord, I receive you now. I'm yours. I'm yours to command. I'm under your control. Be Lord over my life right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for making me a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am born again. I am washed in the blood. I am a child of God. Now, right now, friends, you receive the person of the Holy Spirit into your heart. If you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, God raised him from the dead, you receive him right now as your Lord and personal Savior. And let us know if you received him as your personal Lord and Savior. We want to be a blessing to you, and we want to reach out and connect with you and keep up with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And just say this. Now that you receive the person of the Holy Spirit, representing God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit himself, now receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. Thank you, Father, that you've given me the gift of Jesus for my salvation. And right now, I ask to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit in my heart and in my life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now just lift your hands up and thank him. Receive that you've received the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. receive the power of the Holy Spirit into your heart and into your life. Hallelujah. He's going to give you a new language. You're going to be able to speak in that heavenly language. And that's just the Holy Spirit helping your spirit to speak out and pray out. Hallelujah. And so just let it flow. Let it flow in Jesus' name. Write and tell us if you've received the Holy Spirit, if you rededicated your life to the Lord, or if you received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We'd love to hear from you. Text us, connect with us, send an email to connect@twcc-sa.org. We love you. God bless you. And remember, you and I are anointed. Everybody say, I'm anointed. In Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. We'll be on Monday night. Join us Facebook Live on Monday night at 6 o'clock Central. Amen.